Man of God, arise as a PPK, a priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family, and the king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join us as pastor and coach Gerald Benton encourages, leads, and teaches men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a PPK.
Hey, another round of the turnaround. So, as you can see the title, and this was a very interesting one this morning, because it was a place where I just didn't, you know, it's hard to say those words, you know, especially for me. And I don't know about other men, but it was hard for me to ask somebody for some help or even want somebody to give me some help. Especially when I'm dealing with an issue that, you know, I don't really want to tell anybody. I don't, you know, it's almost embarrassing to actually ask somebody to actually help you. And so I remember, like, in one of my worst times, and God always was talking to me in my worst days and my worst moments. And he would, you know, he showed me this little, like, vault, a box, you know, some bank thing. And I didn't understand it. And he was like, you know, men are going to come to you. They're going to talk to you, blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, yeah, okay, God, but do you see where I am? But me, in the same time, where I was, men would come to me and talk to me, just talk to me about anything, you know, and everything. And so God starts showing me, you know, doing this process of, you know, coming back and doing all this and coming out of these things and the things that I had to come out of for a very long time, the process of this journey. And it's a place where God, I was sitting down this morning, and I remembered a prophet prophesied that me and Yvette was going to be like a vault, and people were going to come, and they were going to come and talk to you and give you, you know, tell them the problem. And I'm sitting there thinking, well, okay. But then I started thinking, and I'm like, if you are, how often do you go and tell your business to someone? How often do you confess your sins to one another? That was the hardest thing for me to do, it just with my wife. To confess that, you know, I have, you know, pornography thoughts. I want to masturbate, or I want to lie, or I want to smoke, you know, just to confess that thing. That was the hardest thing to actually do. Actually the hardest thing to do. But the question is, will you help? How many times you thought about telling somebody something, but then you thought about, nah, because they're going to go and tell somebody. You know, they're going to go and tell your business. You can't hold water. You're gossiping, you know, all of that stuff. And so your enemy is like, well, you better not tell nobody that. You know they're going to go tell your business. You know they're going to go say something about you. You know they're going to make you look like a fool. They're going to add some stuff to it, and you're going to look, it's going to be worse than, you know, when you tell it. Then they're going to tell it, and it's going to get worse because they're going to add something to it. And so you stay in this place of a secret sin. You stay in this place of shame. You stay in this place of hurt. You sit in there getting tormented. And I started thinking, I'm like, oh, my God. What is a leader going through? What could they possibly be going through? If they can't tell anybody anything, if they can't tell anybody something, if they can't tell their hurts, they can't, because they're human too. They have to go through something. Just like me, I'm sitting there like, God, for real? Like, for real, for real? Who's going to help them? And he was looking at me, was like, the vault. What do you mean by that? You know, once again, it's not about you. It's about what you've gone through that I'm going to need you to help someone else. I understand holding my business. I understand, you know, being tormented. I understand not being able to say anything to anybody about what I'm dealing with and how I'm dealing with, because I fear that you're going to go and tell my business. You're going to go and tell it. But let me tell you what God did. Let me tell you how God did me. I don't know how he did y'all, but he said he did me. You see me on this social media telling all of my business. So he told me, now that you at a place where I want you to get on social media and I want you to tell everything. Everything. Because here's the thing. You can't walk around and gossip about me. You can't talk about me. I'm telling you all of my faults. I'm telling you every one of my habits. I'm telling you everything, every one of my thoughts that's not even cool, that's not even clean, all of that stuff. I'm putting it on social media. So you can't walk around, oh, did you hear about that? You know he's such, it's on social media. Yep, drug head, yep, alcoholic, yep, pornography, yep, masturbation, yep, liar, yep, cheater, yep, ran away from home, yep, did this, destroyed my family, destroyed my wife, I hated my wife, I didn't like my wife, I couldn't communicate. I told you all of that stuff. All of that. All of that. And I'm still telling. It's still unraveling. Every time I get on, I hit the button. Once I hit that button and start telling my business, he ain't tell me to stop hitting the button. So I just keep telling you all of this stuff that happens. All of this stuff that happens. You know, this is, and this place here, asking for help, it's still an issue. You know, I'm like, some stuff now, it's not that my sins, but it's like, I'm a man, I should be able to handle this. I should be able to do this on my own. And I realize that I really can't do a whole lot on my own because God has created for me and my wife to do things together. And I'm still trying. I'm like, okay, I got this. Let me do this by myself. And then when it jacks up, it's like, why you didn't ask your wife for some help? You know she got the skills for that. You know, I'm like, dang, I can't do this on my own. And as his question is, his answer is absolutely not. I've created you to do it with her. Until you get over your pride, till you get over yourself, you won't get everything you do. It won't prosper. You better do it with her. Man, that sucks. But God said, that's the way I want it to be because I'm creating you as one. And you got to understand that I am creating you as one. See, I'm being transparent. I'm telling you my fault. I'm telling you the things that I struggle with now because that it's not a sin, but it's something that doesn't please God when I don't do it. And my whole objective is to please God. So let me tell you something. When you have to deal with an issue, who can you tell? Who are you talking to? Who can you trust? Who can you? And they're not talk about you because that's the worst thing. A gossiper, a fault finder. Oh, you know, her business is worse than my business. His business is worse than my business. Man, who's going to help the one? Someone needs help. And so God said, I created you to be the vault. I created you to be a vault because you already understand. And I was like, and I'm going to send them from everywhere. And God's literally been sending them from everywhere. And it's like, okay, God. And then he showed me this morning, it was like going into a bank, right? And the bank, you know how you have your safe deposit boxes and you have to have two keys to get in them? It's like, you got the key and they got the key. And all of these little boxes are men, are families, are people that you and Yvette are the vault for them. You are to pray for them because it took me to, he said, think about it. James 5 and 16, it says, therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. You wonder why you ain't getting healed? Because you ain't confessing it. You don't have on a person till you can confess the issues that you're dealing with until it gets real bad. And then you just blur it out and you blur it out of anger. You blur it out of frustration and it's not coming out right. But God is saying, confess your sins one to another. Until I got to the place where I can tell Yvette what I'm dealing with, that how I'm dealing with it, I would never be healed. I was still going to struggle. I was still going to struggle with my deliverance. I was still going to struggle with my addict, with my mindset. I was still going to struggle with pride. I was still going to struggle, but I had to confess my sins. Now, we know that scripture. We see that scripture. How many of us act? I mean, let's just put it this way. How many of us in the church confessing our sins one to another? Now we'll go to the altar and confess our sins to God, but it says confess your sins one to another and the other and pray for each other. Cause it's a place. If you confess to me what it is that you're dealing with, God gives me the insight to pray for them, and I pray for them, and I'm praying the healing of God come upon them because now they got this weight off of their chest. Now they got this weight off of their shoulders. No, now they're no longer being ashamed. Now they're no longer being alone. Now they're no longer being like, oh, I'm isolated and nobody cares and nobody understands and nobody will like me. Nobody will treat me. How would they look at me now? Would they respect me? Would they do? Man, listen here, man. Good. Look here. He put me on this social media and told me to go and don't worry about the faces and don't worry about what they saying about you. Do not worry about it, Gerald. I got you. I'm like, please, Lord, I hope you got me. I hope you got me because I'm on here telling all of my business. And let me tell you, what he said he would do, he would do. When he said he would protect me, he would protect me. When you got to get, listen, I'm not holding nothing. I'm not going to hold anything back. I'm not going to hold all of this stuff in. I'm not going to operate like I used to in these secret sins. Man, you walking around with secret sins. Let me tell you something. What you do in the dark going to come to the light, and you might want to put it out before it actually comes to the light, because when it comes to the light, you think you shame now, you'll be embarrassed and ashamed and isolated and want to run away from some things. Because I'm telling you, I've been there. I've done that. I understand that. So let me tell you, if you are in a place where you're to help, you can help someone, that you can be a vault to someone, that if it's your spouse, you got to create a safe place. You got to create a safe environment that they're willing to. That's what Yvette did. Yvette created a safe place, like a safe place for me to be able to confess all of my sins. I had a lot of sins to confess. Some stuff I was just layering it out a little bit by a little bit by a little bit, because I had to see if this was going to be a comfortable place. I was trying it. I was trying. It was like, you know, when I'm able to speak, or when she's able to speak, it was a time where I had to, you know, well, lay down, and I lay my head on her chest, because it was like a safe place to me, and she'll rub my head, and I was able to get what I had to get off of my chest. But then I graduated from that. I was able to sit down at a table and look at her in her face, and we can talk, and we can talk about these situations. But then it's like, okay, Gerald, I need you to deal with this issue of you just trying to do this thing on your own, because you feel like now that you're in a better place, you can actually do it on your own. No, it ain't a sin, but it ain't pleasing to God. It wasn't pleasing to God. You said that you want my perfect will. You said that you want it. And Yvette is sitting there willing to help you. She said, I fight for you. I fight with you. I fight for you. I'm not afraid to fight, but all I want you to do is fight with me. So help me. And so she created a safe environment, so I'm able to talk about it. I'm able to speak my hurts, my pains, my disappointments, all of those things. Like yesterday, I was like, babe, I'm getting overwhelmed. I need you to put your hands on my head. I need you to pray for me, because, you know, when I get overwhelmed, I want to go and smoke. When I get overwhelmed, I want to go and relieve myself. I'm just trying to be transparent. And so going to her and telling her that, and then I snapped out it quick. I say, you know what, babe, I'm a CEO. I got to operate like a CEO. I got to operate in the CEO mindset. So this is what I have to do. And she still laid her hands on me. She still prayed for me. And I'm telling you, it's a place where are you creating a safe place that your spouse can come to you and tell you absolutely anything that they've done or dealing with, and you be in a place that you are able to help them and not respond to them like, yuck, what up? You know, all of these things that you'll operate out of your emotions and your feelings. Will you help them? Or can you help them? That one probably be the question. Can you help them? Are you in a place that you can help them? Is it something that you need to confess? Is it something that you need to confess so that you can be healed? Because if you're not healed, you can't help nobody else. Because when they come back with all of that stuff that they got to confess, will your emotions and your feelings be able to handle it? Because if not, you're going to respond in a way, and that person is going to shut down, and they're going to lock up, and you think that you'll try to get in. It's going to be like a fortress trying to get in. You ain't going to get in. They're not going to allow you in. And I'm not telling you something somebody had to tell me. I'm telling you something that I know. This is how it goes. Will you help them? In James 5 and 16, it said, therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. It's about the healing process. It's about, we all got to get healed from the trauma that has gone forth. What about the trauma? What about the things that the deep wounds that have happened? You know, some stuff that happens over and over and over and over, it start cutting you deeper. It cuts you deeper than the just the average thing. And so when you got to get surgery on something that's been cut, I ain't talking about a little buttercut knife, you know what I'm saying, and you just put a Band-Aid on it. I'm talking about something that you need some stitches for. I mean, you talking about something that'll cut deeper than just the surface. And so when we're talking about that, you thinking about who can I talk to? Because you asking yourself that all the time. You don't want to hold on to this stuff. You don't want, the enemy is telling you that you can't tell anybody. And men, it's pride was like, pride to tell you, have you not telling anything. I'm sorry. I'm not talking, man. Women, they'll do it. They probably do it a lot quicker than a man would do it. Because a man's like, man, this is my business, man. Let me hold on to this. I don't need nobody all in my business. I'm going to do it my way. I'm going to handle it my way. No, I did that. It don't work. I'm telling you right now. It does not work. Does not work. Because you won't be healed. You won't be healed. Matter of fact, you get tormented. You get tormented. And then you feel like, okay, let me go tell somebody. And I'm going to get me an accountability partner. And then you figure out, who is my accountability partner? Can I trust these people? Can I trust this person? This person, my pastor. Let me go tell my pastor. You know what I mean? And then you get a check in your spirit like, he might say something. I ain't going to go do that. So now you sitting there suffering more. Day after day after day after day, and the enemy keeps telling you, you better not go tell nobody. You know you can't tell anybody, because if you tell somebody, then they're going to look at you funny, and then they just might go tell your business. They need a safe place. They need a safe place. So if you don't do anything, when they come back, you have to have already created a safe place. Now, if you're paying attention to these turnarounds, I'm giving you a place where it's everything that is happening, and I'm giving you from my journey of how I came back out of where I was to where I am now. It was a place where it was a lot of work that had to be done at home before I came back home. I wanted to come home, and then when I came home, okay, now I'm home. I'm home, and now it's work to be done. It's work to be done. Am I willing to actually confess my sins? Because now that I'm home, I understand that it's work that has to be done, but I still got to understand that I got to be able to confess those things that haunted me all of those years. To confess those things that caused me to run to pornography, the things that caused me to want to do masturbation, that caused me want to lie, that caused me to want to drink, caused me to want to do drugs, caused me to want to do all of these illegal and weird behind things that's not normal, that's not who I am. And so I have to be able to call somebody. I have to be able to confess something to somebody, trust somebody, because there is a place where if you don't have any trust, then how in the world do you think that they're going to be able to tell you anything? And if you're that person that just always finds fault, and it's like, oh my God, you did that. Dude, they ain't telling you nothing else. Absolutely nothing else. And if you rehearse everything that they've already done, and they know what they've done, they're not dumb. I wasn't dumb. I didn't know all the hurt that I caused when I came back home. I knew that. But Yvette had some wisdom. That Proverbs 31, she had some wisdom. She used wisdom, and she got that wisdom from God, because God showed her and gave her understanding of when to talk to him, when to bring this stuff up to me. I need you right now to just listen to him. You know, I understand it hurts your feelings. I understand that this cuts you deep. But let me tell you something. You keep bringing that to me, and I'm going to heal you, because what you're doing and allowing him to confess his sins to you is healing him. And now that he's getting healed, I can start speaking to him. I can start using him. I can start doing some things in him. But you keep bringing your hurt to me. Every time he talks about pornography, I understand that it cuts you. I understand it's like taking the Band-Aid off. But daughter, I'm going to heal you. I'm going to get you over that. And as he's confessed that stuff, you're going to get over it. You're going to be able to give him a word. You're going to be able to give him some encouragement. You're going to give him a place of safety that he can come to you, where he can talk to you. He can let lay his head on your bosom, and you'll be able to help him to come into a new place. Man, this thing was serious to me. That was that process. She created that atmosphere, even though she was, it probably was tormenting her. It was affecting our intimacy. It affected our relationship. It affected our romance. It affected our everything, sex life, all of that. It affected all of that. All of that. All of that. But she was committed to the marriage. She was committed to, I'm doing whatever God, whatever you say, God, I'm going to do it. Because you said that this is your son. You said that if I do this, you'll do this. And she was just doing it. Now, let me tell you something. Did she want to do some of that stuff? Absolutely not. She probably was sitting there saying, man, this is the dumbest thing ever. Do you know how hurt I am every time he opened his mouth about pornography? Do you know? God's like, yes, I know. Yes, I know. You have a conversation with Yvette. Yvette can tell you all of that conversation, how that went. I'm just telling you, I'm assuming, because when I talked to her, she it was a hurt place. So I'm assuming that she was going to God on every aspect of it, because she needed to create a safe place for me to be able to talk about what I was dealing with, what was going on in my mind, so I can break the cycle. I can break away from it, because I had to have a place, a person to be able to confess my sins. Yes, I was bringing it to the altar, but it says confess your sins one to another. It didn't just say go to the altar and do it. It says confess your sins one to another. And so I was confessing my sins to my wife. I was telling her the things that I was dealing with, and she had to create a safe place for me to do it. She created a vault. She created a vault, and all I did was bring it to her, and she took it to God. And then God started dealing with me. And as he started dealing with me, he started changing some stuff in me. And now I'm able not only to hold my deliverance, but now I'm able to keep my deliverance and keep my salvation and move on. Why? Because she sacrificed herself. She sacrificed her hurts. She sacrificed her will. She sacrificed, you know, the pains of having to hear these things. She made a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice. And to create an environment that would be conducive, it's a sacrifice that had to be made. And I appreciate that event, because you don't even understand. And I don't even know if I thank you enough for creating an environment in our whole house that our children and me will be able to confess our stuff to you, to be able, I mean, not just to you, but to each other, and then be able to pray for me. And then, I mean, when I confess it, now she understands what she needs to pray for. And see what the enemy was doing. He was making me hold that thing in. And then she wouldn't even know what to be praying for. But the enemy's dumb. My wife got her connection with God. And so when I need you to be praying for this. He's dealing with this right now. I need you to be praying for this. And then when I go to bed, she'll lay hands on my head and she'll be praying for these things. She'll be praying and interceding for me. Will you intercede? Will you stand in the gap? Will you be a vault? Will you be a person that I'm willing to help? I'm willing to help my spouse come out of this. I'm willing to put in the work. I'm willing to sacrifice my feelings. I'm willing to sacrifice my flesh. I'm willing to sacrifice everything, because God says I want to allow him to confess these things. I don't need my king to be walking around with all of this heavy burden and not having these secret sins and not having a place that he can release it. He can't go to anybody else. If he can't go to his home and say what he needs to say and feel the way he need to feel, who you think gonna do it outside of the door? Who you think gonna do it outside of his house? Who's gonna do that? It should be done in the house. But if he can't, he gotta find somebody. He gotta find a vault. And so that's what God said, Gerald, you're gonna be a vault. You're gonna be a vault. Period. You're gonna be a vault. Do we understand that? You're going to be a vault. If they can't get it at home, they're going to be able to come to you and get it. I heard crickets. I'm like, okay. But the problem is, I'm not going to hold on to their weight. I'm going to pray for them. I'm going to pray for them. I'm going to pray fervently for them. Why? Because I understand the feeling. I understand the weight. I understand the call. I understand it. what the enemy is trying to, how he's trying to torment them day and night, that they can't tell their business. And especially if you're a leader, you don't want to tell your friends, you don't want to tell your congregation, you don't want anybody to know anything, because if they did know anything, would they leave? Would they stay? Would they talk about me? Would they talk about me behind my back? Man, I don't listen. We can say whatever you want to. I've been in some places where men of God, women of God, they talk, gossiping, talking about each other. It's like, for real? Is this what we really do? I was one. I was in the church talking about, man, such and such, such and such, such and such, such and such. So you can't tell me it's not being done. And that's why I knew I couldn't go and tell nobody. I don't want to tell nobody in my church. And I definitely wasn't telling my wife. It wasn't that my wife was going to go and tell somebody. It was that our trust had been broken. You know what I mean? She didn't really trust me. And so I in turn really didn't trust. I didn't trust her. And that's just the way it went. But God started bringing all of this stuff back. And let me tell you something. He took this, I did a thing from a turnaround from the liar to the truth. And I'm telling you, and this is the way God says the enemy wanted me to stay in this lie place. And to be staying in this liar place, but God wanted me to operate in a place of truth. And so me telling all of my business put me in a place of truth. And because a place of truth is now I'm wide open to being able to do whatever God wants me to do. Because he said, son, I just need you to be a vessel. I need you to get on social media and pour out everything that you've been dealing with. Put it out there. So now when someone sits around and they're talking about you, you're like, man, dude, the people are like, dude, it's on social media. Go to his website, go to YouTube. He's telling it all. Matter of fact, he's telling it all and he crying. That dude be crying. He's a cry. I mean, so I heard somebody call, man, you a crybaby. Yep. I ain't afraid. I'm not afraid to shed tears. I'm not stuck in that stigma. Men don't cry. Man, sit that in. You just sit there and hold it in and watch yourself bust. Watch yourself bust. Because all you're going to do is get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Because that stuff is just feeding on you. It's just sitting there and it's infecting your whole body. It's infecting your mind. And everything around you is starting to deteriorate. And you don't even know it. You don't even understand it. And all of a sudden now you at a place where your secrets now become wide open. And now what? Now what? What you going to do now? Run? Now, guess what? People are committing suicide because they can't handle it. I was at a suicidal place because I felt like I couldn't handle it. So I understand. I understand the release. I understand why this word says confess your sins one to another. I understand it. So you don't bust. So you don't torment yourself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And if you don't understand that, you sit there with that sin. You sit there with that heavy weight. I'm telling you, it will destroy you. It will destroy you. And if you're able to help, and I'm not talking about the help that they tell you all of their business and you look at them like they're crazy, or you look at, man, it says pray. It didn't say, look at them crazy. It didn't say them talk out your flesh. It didn't say talk out of your emotion. It says pray. Pray for each other so they may be healed. Pray. Confess and pray. That's it. So when someone comes to me, it's like, bro, I get you. I understand. Can we pray now? And I come against those demonic plans, those demonic plots that'll cause a man or a woman to be bound by the secret sins, that'll be bound by the deep wounds or the deep hurts that has caused them to not even want to open their mouth, to every wall that they have erected because the people have hurt them, because they feel like they can't talk to anybody. I cancel that spirit now in the name of Jesus, that isolation spirit that'll cause you to feel lonely, that'll cause you to feel abandoned, and you sit there with all of this trauma, you sit there with all of this weight and you can't move. I say every heavy burden, every heavy weight being removed as far as the east is from the west. I thank you, Father, that you're creating a safe place. You're creating a vault, Father God, inside of the ones that you trust, Father, to be able to hold the sin, to be able to hold the weight, Father God, to be able to intercede, to stand in the gap and to pray for each other, to pray for the ones that are hurting, the ones that are wounded, the ones that are operating in a spirit of trauma. Because this is trauma. Not having someone to talk to. Not having someone to be able to confess your sins to. How are you ever going to be healed of it all? How are you going to be healed of it? If you haven't told anybody your marital situation. If you haven't went to no counselor. If you haven't went to someone that you can trust. That you can tell your business to. That ain't going to run and go tell your business to everybody in the streets. But you can tell your business, your hurts, your pains, your frustrations. And get it all out and say, sister, brother, pray for me. I just need you to pray for me. I need you to stand in the gap for me. And I don't mean pray for them and pray soulish prayers. But ask God, what is it that you want me to pray for? Because what God told me says, when they come to you, I'm going to give you what to say. I'm going to give you the prayer because you've given me a yes. And you totally emptying yourself every time you get on here and tell your business and I have to fill you up. So this right here is therapeutic to me. It's my deliverance. It's the thing that God has given me to confess my sins to all of y'all. All of y'all. Now, I don't know who's praying for me. I don't even know who's talking about me. But the Holy Spirit will tell me, you know, that someone is talking about me or someone is praying for me. And I'm cool with that. All I worry about is the one that's in my house. When I tell all of this stuff, I know that when I get done, when I push the finish button, that one inside of my house is praying for me to be filled back up. She is praying and she's praying for me to be able to continue doing what God says do. And that I'm being healed every time I open my mouth and I talk about this. I'm being healed. I am being healed. I'm being healed. My wife prays for me. I got other people that pray for me too. Listen, when you get on that, what's that? Tuesday, babe? Was it Tuesday? When you do prayer, when you pray for people, it's Tuesday. When you pray for the kings, when y'all hear her doing that, she called my name. I'm praying for you, King. I'm praying for you. I mean, she gave my whole government name yesterday. I mean, the whole name. So that does something to me. Y'all don't understand. She's like my cheerleader. She's my spiritual cheerleader and she's my natural cheerleader. Y'all got to get this thing because she created a safe place for her husband to come and tell some things. For her husband to come and tell these things that goes on in my mind. The things that goes on in the back of my mind. The things that have tried to get into my heart. I'm trying to tell you, I'm going to tell my business. I'm going to put my business out there. So everybody that don't know me, don't like me, don't care about me, you can't talk about me because all of my business is already on social media. All you got to do is go find my page and you can find anything that I've said about myself, all my struggles, all my pains, all my ups, all my downs, all my death walks, all of my stuff, my whole journey. I'm just telling you, I put it out there. Did I want to? At first, absolutely not. But when I hit that button to say go, when it says start, I start. I just release everything that all he gives me is a couple things. He gives me a title. He gives me a scripture and he says go. And I'm going to tell you how it relates to your life. I'm going to tell you what you need to say. I'm going to tell you how to say it. And I'm just going. I'm going. Some of this stuff is revelation. Some of this stuff God is unraveling as I speak. Because what it is Gerald, you getting yourself free. You're setting yourself free. You're getting yourself healed. I'm talking about healed in my soul. I'm talking about my soul being delivered. I'm talking about my soul was being traumatized. And now my soul is being healed. And that's the deepest part of my body is being healed. So now as I'm being healed, I'm able to actually help someone else. Because I'm a vault now. I'm willing to be a vault for any and every man, woman, and child. Because God has asked me to be a vault. He asked me in event to be a vault. He even had it prophesied that we're a vault. And it's other things that God has asked us to do that relates to the vault that God is starting to manifest in front of us as we speak. So let me just tell y'all something. Give somebody a place, man, that they can actually come to you and talk to you. Please, don't leave them out there like that. Don't leave them out there. Please, don't leave them out there. Don't talk about them. Don't, you know, look at them crazy when they tell you something that's like, oh my God, you did that? Yep, I did that. I did that, but I'm gonna need you to pray for me. I need these strongholds to be broken. I need these soul ties to be broken. I need these generational curses to be broken. I need somebody that's gonna willing to stand in the gap, regardless of what I say, regardless of how I feel, regardless of anything that you feel or what you feel. It's that I'm doing this because God has called for me to do it, and I'm gonna keep doing it until He tell me to stop. I'm gonna keep doing this, man, until He says, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." That means I'm sitting in heaven with all of my other people. That's what I'm talking about. I understand, man. This is a life thing for me. This is my lifestyle. I get that now. I didn't want it because I didn't want to face it. I didn't want to talk about it. I didn't want to tell anybody. I just wanted to live a life that was, you know, comfortable, away from everybody. I ain't gotta, you know, deal with anybody. I ain't wanna deal with my wife. But let me tell you, when God does a thing, He does a thing. So I need you to tap into James 5:16. Tap into it. Just test God's word. Why would He tell you to confess your sins one to another? Why? Because the enemy is always trying to keep you separated. He's always trying to keep you isolated. He's always trying to keep you from actually opening up and telling your issues, your deepest secrets, your deepest wounds, your deepest trauma. He doesn't want you to tell that. He just wants you to hold on to it so He can traumatize you, so you can have nightmares about it, so you can be fearful of it. You don't know who's talking about you. Oh, they gossiping about you. And so what? So what? They talked about Jesus. And did it stop him? No, he kept moving. He kept moving. Keep it moving. Do whatever God tells you to do. If He say confess your sins, find somebody that you can confess your sins to. Find somebody that, I'm telling you, because as you continue to confess your sins, the more you get healed. My wife had to confess her sins to God. She ain't had really nobody to confess her sins to. She ain't had nobody that she can say, this is my hurt, this is my trauma, this is my disappointment. God said, bring that stuff to me, daughter, and I'm going to show you. But I'm going to create in you a vault that you will be able to be a place where somebody can come to you. Man, my wife counseling is off the chain right now. So if you needing counseling, you might want to try to find an opportunity. I don't know. Her schedule is like crazy, crazy. Like, I mean, it's like coming out of the woodworks. And I understand it because it's because she became a vault. She became a safe place. And when you talking to her, you'll understand that she's a safe place, that she's a vault. And she doesn't, I'm looking at my wife. She don't take no notes. She'll take notes. She just actually remembers. When she hit the button and she sees your face, she remember everything that you ever said. She can verbatim. I'm sorry. That's just, and she's a vault. I'm like, you remember everything. And that's what she used to get me. When I say something, she remembers it. She remembers it. Jerry, you remember this? Jerry, you remember you said this? Jerry, you remember you felt like this? Jerry, you do this? Jerry, you do that? And God gives her the answer, and He gives her the wisdom to be able to respond to me, and she'll tell me these things, and I'm like, wow, you remember that stuff? And I'm like, I don't remember any of that stuff. She tells me about prophetic words. I don't remember those things, but all I know is that I got a vault, that I can go to her and I can tell her anything. And I'm good with that now, because I remember when I wouldn't tell her anything. And so now it's I'm at a place where I can. So are you that vault? Are you that safe place? Can you be that safe place? Will you be that safe place? Because people are asking, will you help me? It'll make it easier if they knew that they can come to you and get some help, because then they would say, will you help me? Until they feel safe, they're not going to say that. They're not going to ask you for help. They're not going to ask you to pray for them. They're not going to ask you to listen to them. They're not going to ask that question because they don't feel safe. And if they feel safe, and it ain't about what you say, it's about who you are. It's about who you are. So who are you? Are you a safe place? Have God worked the healing inside of you that now you are the safe place for others? Because it says, confess your sins one to another. That means whatever you got an issue with, you got to confess it. Whatever they got an issue with, they got to confess it. And then y'all pray for each other. Wow. That's pretty deep. No, it's really not. It's just all you got to do is actually do it. The issue is we see these scriptures and we just brush over them. But God says, we're done brushing over, Gerald. I need you to be a vault. I need you to be a safe place. I need you to create more. I remember a prophet, she was saying, I see banks, I see banks, I see banks. And this morning, I saw a bank. I saw a bank. It says Benton Bank. And what I saw was a vault. And I saw all of these little safe deposit boxes of all of these with these people's names on it. And it was a place where they will come and then they will confess their hurts and then that they will get the help that they need and the prayers that they need, that they will be able to go and do exactly what God is saying, call for them to do. And they got that weight off of their chest because they dropped that weight. They dropped that weight off and put it in that vault and in that safe deposit box. And now that safe deposit box is a place where, you know, I understand how to pray. I understand how to pray. I'm not collecting their sins. I'm not collecting their weight. I'm not collecting. I'm putting that thing in a vault and I understand how to pray for it. I'm giving it over to God. God got a little box that he gives us and that they put it in and then we pray for it and we give it to God and God does what he has to do with it. Y'all better catch what I'm saying. They're just not confessing it, but you're coming in agreement for them to come out of it. There's power in of agreement. You can help them break the cycles. Help them break the hurt, the pain, the disappointment. Come on. Come on, y'all. Come on. Y'all work with me. It is the turnaround, Dre. Thank you, Dre, for prophesying those banks. Thank you for prophesying those banks. That's my prophet over there. She prophesied a whole lot of stuff to us. And she brought us, she did a whole lot of, she did stuff she didn't even know she was doing. She was saying stuff she didn't even know what it meant. But she was prophesying this thing. And she caught this boat, this bank. And I saw the bank today. I understood what the bank was. When I looked at this scripture, I understood what the vault he was talking about. Then I start seeing these little boxes. These boxes mean something. It's every person that's needing to confess their sins to get healed. Because here's a place. If you don't get healed, you can't help nobody. You can't help nobody. You especially can't help somebody that's already broken and that you won't even understand how to help them. You won't even understand because you operate out of your hurt, out of your emotions, out of your feelings. And if you ever in that place, that means you are not healed. That means you need to get healed. That means you need to find somebody that you can actually talk to and confess your sins and get that stuff off. Today. Today. Don't wait. That's why I keep saying, day by day, situation by situation, you better get better. Because if you don't get better, you get worse. Plain and simple. Plain and simple, day by day, situation by situation. Come on, let's get better. So now we understand that we got to confess our sins one to another. That means ask God, who do I trust? Who do I go to? Ask him. He'll tell you. I've heard people say, man, with my wife, I heard they'd be like, man, listen, when I'm dealing with shit, God will say, go to Yvette. Who the heck is Yvette? And then they have to look her up. Then they end up getting her. And then they understand, I hear your voice. Because you got wisdom. She has wisdom. And God created her. I'm talking about, y'all got to understand, man. This, some of this stuff, I don't think she asked for. She didn't ask for this stuff. But God had put this thing in her and in her mother's womb. And now this stuff is being birthed out. And so I have to now, I had to literally hurry up and get into place because I have to cover this. I have to be able to cover this in a major way. Now I'm interceding for her. Now I'm standing in the gap for her because why? She was willing to help me in my worst place. She was willing to help me. She was willing to go through her pains and her hurts and her feelings and go through them and get over them. And I'm saying that it wasn't easy for her to get over because you have to ask her that. But I know it was hard, but she was willing to help me. And because she helped me, I'm standing where I am today. I've come home. I'm back at my house talking about, I understand that it takes work. I'm willing to work because I understand marriage works if I work it, but I understand that the enemy is always trying to use the same tricks to come back. And so, yes, I have to spend my time confessing my sins and things that happened to me, things that I'm feeling bad. I'm still working on that, y'all. I'm not saying that I'm perfect in that. I'm still working on that. That's a day-to-day thing. Enemy comes at me every day on something. And in my mind, I'm thinking, I'm a man. I can handle it. I'm delivered now. I can handle it. It's not pornography. It's things like discussing things like bills or discussing, you know, ministry stuff, discussing, you know, a better way to ship stuff. You know what I mean? It's that type of stuff, you know, that I'm not supposed to do it by myself. But my pride says, dude, you can't do shipping by yourself. Dude, you can't be that sorry. This is what goes on in my mind. And then I miss somebody. And then Yvette would say, what's the process? What have you set up? What have you done to set up the process? And I'd be like, da, da, da. She says, you missing some places. And I'm thinking, that sucks. Once again, I can't do it without her. But I'm getting there. Listen, I'm getting there. I'm just being transparent. I'm getting there. This has not been an easy walk, but I see my growth. I see my growth. Now, once again, my question to you is, will you help? Can you help them? Will you be the one that is helping your spouse, your friends, your children, whoever, could they find a safe place in you? That's the question. Can they find a safe place in you? Listen, I don't care if you are a plumber. I don't care if you're a husband, a son, a daughter, or whoever, a leader. I don't care. Everybody has something that they need to be able to get off of their chest. And if they don't have a place to get it off of their chest, the enemy just torments them. Don't allow the enemy to torment them. Come on, man. Let's get healed so we'll be able to help somebody else. Because in James 5:16, it says, therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The objective is to be healed. Can we get healed? Just get healed. If you ain't healed, then you need to go through the process of confessing your sins. Find that sin that's in your heart. If you're dealing with unforgiveness, if you're dealing with bitterness, if you're dealing with depression, if you're dealing with anxiety, if you're dealing with worry, if you're dealing with lust, you're dealing with perversion, you're dealing with fornication, you're dealing all of these things that you could be dealing with or are dealing with, you got to confess them. You got to be, hey, listen, I'm mad right now. I'm at angry. I went to bed mad. You don't never confess that, or you don't confess that, you're going to stay mad all day long, and you wonder why you grumpy. You wonder why, because I've been that place. My wife said, you grumpy. If I don't get to sleep, I get grumpy. That's a sin, man. I don't care what nobody say. I got to get better at that. I do. Even my kids know. Everybody know. I get grumpy. I got to get better at that. Is that a sin? No. But is it pleasing to God? Absolutely not. So I got to get better at it. So whatever your sin is, whatever that thing is that you know God ain't pleased with, you got to get better.